Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would maintain sanctions against Russia imposed by the Obama administration, but would consider lifting them if Russia cooperates on matters of common interest. Washington initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. On December 29, President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats from the U.S. and imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Monitors are saying that the Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on government-held areas. That happened in the contested city of Deir ez-Zor, killing at least 30 government jihadist fighters as well as civilians. The divided city of 200,000 residents is about halfway between Raqqa and the Iraqi border. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the six-year-long civil war in Syria, but they say a planned meeting later this month in Kazakhstan. The opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to the meeting.
America, o zaman Daesh'i de davet etsin.
Hours before the HNC's announcement, Turkey's foreign minister said U.S. officials will be invited to the talks, though Russia has yet to acknowledge publicly it is backing the invitation of U.S. officials. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Russia has invited the Trump administration. This is VOA News.